This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the central government is continuously making efforts to expand healthcare facilities in the country. She said due to the implementation of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, access to healthcare facilities for women has increased immensely. The president was addressing the 10th convocation ceremony of the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi today. Pointing towards the unfortunate incident of misbehavior with the doctors, the president said, "Everyone should understand that doctors take all efforts to save the life of patients." She urged the people not to misbehave with doctors and hospital staff and said any such incidents are condemnable. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda also addressed the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu addressed a group of Indian Police Service IPS probationers of the 2023 batch who called on her at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The president said law and order is not only the bedrock of governance, but it is the very basis of the modern state. She asserted that economic growth and social development in the country are possible only where the rule of law is upheld. Union Finance Minister Srimati Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting to review performance of 7 regional rural banks of the Northeast region covering the 7 states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Tripura in Itanagar today. The meeting focused on business performance, upgrading digital technology services and fostering business growth in allied agriculture and MSME clusters. Union Finance Minister urged RRBs to put greater thrust on identification of right beneficiaries with the active support of the sponsor banks while sanctioning loans under various Government of India flagship schemes such as PM Vishwakarma, etc. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for peaceful and incident-free polling. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a public meeting at Bhavani Khera and Panchkula. Senior BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a rally in Jind. He emphasized that the state has seen honest and effective work in various sectors including education, health and drinking water. Mr. Dhami credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the unprecedented advancements made across the country and criticized the Congress party for its focus on family politics. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally at Narayangarh in Ambala along with his sister and senior party leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. Mr. Gandhi hit out at the BJP government in the state over unemployment, Agniveer and farmers issues. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarvananda Sonowal today launched the Cruise Bharat Mission from the Mumbai port. The mission aims to excel India's vision to become a global hub for cruise tourism and promote the country as a leading global cruise destination. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Sonowal said the government is committed to harnessing the tremendous potential of the blue economy of India. Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh took over charge as the new Indian Air Force Chief in New Delhi today. Air Marshal Amarpreet Singh succeeded Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, who superannuated today. In Bihar, floodwater entered 7 new areas today, even though water discharge from the Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts and Shivhar are flooded in the state. Relief and rescue operations have been intensified in flooded areas. In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods and landslides caused by incessant rains. Home Ministry spokesperson Rishi Ram Tiwari said that more than 4,500 people have been rescued so far. And that is the end of this news bulletin.